complex maneuvers are a part of every air show. All seemed normal one moment, then it was clear something had gone wrong. In front of thousands of spectators, the Su-27 plunged to the ground, skipping along the surface before cartwheeling and exploding right in the viewing area of the show. The shattered pieces of the jet sliced through the crowd, killing dozens, injuring scores of others. There were bodies everywhere, wreckage strewn about. Emergency crews put out the fires quickly. Tending to those hurt was a bigger challenge. Some of the injuries were horrific. Military officials say the pilots lost control during a dive. The engines may have cut out, yet both pilots ejected safely. Even as the jet first approached the ground, the cockpit appears intact. The ejection apparently coming moments later, just before the plane exploded. Ukrainian President Leonid Kuchma cut short a vacation to fly to the scene. He's ordered his defense and security secretary to head an investigation into the cause. The key witnesses to be questioned, the two pilots. In the crash aftermath, parents used the public address system to call out the names of missing children, uncertain whether they died in the crash or were lost in the chaos afterwards. Children also waited patiently for word of their parents. The death toll has surpassed what's been called the worst air show crash in history at Ramstein, West Germany in 1988, when Italian Air Force jets collided in mid-air, sending one of them into the crowd, killing 70. This accident is another setback for the Ukrainian armed forces. Their reputation tarnished a year ago when a stray test missile blew up a Russian jetliner, killing 78 people. In this case, the Su-27 was supposed to be a centerpiece of the Ukrainian Air Force. It's a high-performance, Russian-built jet fighter similar to the U.S. F-15, but with a reputation for aerobatic maneuverability. Maneuverability that failed this time with catastrophic results. Eric Sorensen, CBC News.